What is the time of mitzvahs? Ficha kasa b'chuka gzeira einlech rishus lahar achre. But kiddo, they get Klal Yisrael going on it. They have a taina against Klal Yisrael. Literally, moine means counting, but it means they come with a taina to Klal Yisrael. Anyway, so we have to understand what taka the whole union of a chuk. Now, what does it mean tam? You know, in Lashon HaKodesh, there's not one word in Lashon HaKodesh that's extra, right? In other words, in another language, you might have, don't have enough words, so they put a few meanings in one word. Lashon HaKodesh, as David knew exactly what he was doing. Tam means taste. Tam also means reason. So how can you have two meanings in one word? Obviously, in Lashon HaKodesh, if there's two meanings to a word, to one word, it must mean that really it's all one meaning. The taste of something is the reason for something. Understanding a mitzvah means feeling the taste, feeling the gishmak of a mitzvah. And the Umas Olam tell Klal Yisrael, what's the point of doing mitzvahs without a tam? Meaning doing mitzvahs without reason, meaning doing mitzvahs without a taste. What is their taina on Klal Yisrael, and where's their taina coming from? What's our answer to them? So the emissaries, and the emissaries, Moranam discussed it as well slightly, but the Sfasema speaks it out very clear, as he always does. I'll speak out first outside to explain to you the Yisod outside. And that is the following. Torah is not a taste of Olam Hazeh. Torah is nothing to do with Olam Hazeh. Ruchni is nothing to do with Olam Hazeh. A person who's using his same taste buds to taste mitzvahs, so for that the whole Torah is a chok. For that person, the whole Torah is a chok. The Torah's got no taste, it's got no time. You can't use the same taste buds to taste Torah as you can to taste a piece of schnitzel. Because it's a difference, it's coming from a whole different makor. Right? I heard Madhu Hamid David told me that he was Meshamish, the Rimnitzer Rebbe, for 5 years, last 5 years of his life. He told me the whole week the Rimnitzer Rebbe couldn't eat. He mamish fasted the whole week. He ate mamish tiny bit just to keep himself alive. Shabbos, he used to eat amounts that the biggest, the guy with the greatest eating capacity can get nowhere near what he used to eat on Shabbos. And he said every Sunday he was ill because he had no stomach, his stomach had shrunk because he fasted all his life. But every Shabbos he used to eat so much that every Sunday he was ill the whole Sunday with his stomach. Every week it repeated itself. What's the pshat? And the pshat is that the Rimnit Sereba couldn't taste the tam of Olam Hazeh food. But he could only taste the tam of Gan Eden, of Olam Haba, of Hecher food. So therefore, he fasted. For him, Olam Hazeh was out of the picture. So he couldn't eat. Came Shabbos, it's a different time altogether. Different time altogether, so he could eat as much as he. Same thing is with Torah Mitzvahs. Torah Mitzvahs is a tam ruchni. Somebody whose tam is a gashmi, right? So he can't taste. There's no tam in Torah Mitzvahs. Torah Mitzvahs is all a chok. Now listen. So Sfasemis explains in the first piece of Tov Reish Lamed Vov. So Sfasemis explains that by the difference between the goyim and the Jews is the following: what leads a goy to want to do a ma'isa? The tam of the ma'isa, right? If he knows he likes the taste of a certain food, that draws him to the food. So by the goy first comes the tam, and the tam leads him to do the action. If he knows he does a certain thing, he gets paid a high salary, so he has a tam. Right, he's got a good reason and he enjoys what he's going to be doing with that money. That leads him to work hard to do the mitzvahs. So therefore they tell Klal Yisrael, what are you keeping chukim? Things that don't have a tam, what are you keeping them for? Hare, you can only do a ma'aseh if the tam led you to the ma'aseh. But if there's no tam, what leads you to the ma'aseh? Why are you doing the ma'aseh? What's the answer? The answer is pink faket, just the opposite. What is the way to really appreciate and to get to the tam of Torah mitzvahs? If a person is, the pasuk says a few psukim later in this week's parasha, Zoysa Torah Adam Ki Yomus Boil. If a person is prepared to be Mamus himself, which means the person is prepared to be Poirish from this type of tam, then he'll start tasting the other type of tam. The emes is that a person can learn Torah, even if it's a chiluk of Torah that he doesn't understand. He can learn that Torah with such a tam, and such cheshik, and such islavus, that he can go out of his mind. Meroiv tam from something that he doesn't understand the tam. Why? What's the pshat? Because pshat is that the Torah is a Olam Haba de Katam, so Ruchni is the Katam. And because it's a ruchnis tikkun tamid, as much as a person is mevatel himself and is moisa nefesh from olam hazeh, that's how much he starts appreciating the time of Torah mitzvahs. So that's our answer to the goyim. Our answer to the goyim that we don't do things because of time leading us to the maisa. That's how it works in olam hazeh. Us, it's just the opposite. We do the maisa without the time. We close off the time. And then when we do the maisa without the time, then what happens is, then we start really appreciating, then we start really tasting the emes tikkun tamid. And that's like the Heiliger Reb Tzadik always writes. Reb Tzadik says that why do you make a bracha before a mitzvah? He says, Reb Tzadik, that really a mitzvah, a person's supposed to be mekayim with biggest lavas. Vishmak, he's supposed to feel a mori tikkun tamid in a mitzvah. But if a person at that moment is feeling a tam in a piece of schnitzel or a piece of ice cream, again, obviously we're all human beings, I'm just using that as an example. A person feels still a time and a taiva, you can't feel both tam at the same time. So therefore, says Reb Tzadik, a person makes a bracha. What does he say in the bracha? Lakeinu melech olam. Hey, Bishta, you're the king, I'm misbattle myself without tam, and ever does the rotzen of the melech with tam, without tam. I'm doing it as a tzivui. At that point, he's killed off the time of Olam Hazeh. He's kol kulei batel to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And he says to Hashem, I'm doing the mitzvah anyways as bittel to you. And then, says the tzaddik, you can start feeling the time when he does the mitzvah. That's pshat in a chok. Let's now read a few words of the Sfasemis inside. Elanira, sheyesh batam, every chok has a time. And the truth is that the whole Torah is a choik. The Baal Tanya says, why does it say Zos Chukas HaTorah? It should say Zos Chukas HaParah. There's only one chok that's discussed over here, and that's the choik of Parah Duma. Why does it say Zos Chukas HaTorah? But the answer is that every mitzvah in the Torah, a person's got to, his approach to the mitzvah has to be as a choik. Every choik's got a tam, but EF shelahasik a tam ad achar tikkun aguf. It's impossible to feel the tam until a person's been masak in his guf. In other words, if you're looking at Olam Hazadik, ain't tam the chukas Hashem. There's no tam. Aval amamen, somebody believes in Hashem, soif elohav en hatam. Ki dibrei toirem, hepach dibrei Olam Hazeh. What's Olam Hazeh? Hatam may be laham aisa. Because it's got a good tam, that attracts you to the thing. Shal yedei, shechoyshik latam Olam Hazeh, v'havolov. But Olam Hazeh, the day you have a taiva, so that aisa is, and then you carry it out. But b'achakach, what happens afterwards? Straight afterwards, nimas imolav. Straight after you fulfilled the taiva that you had, it's nimas. You feel horrible, you feel disgusting, the whole time is nimas from you. Torah is lehepach. Halidei ha-maisa, through doing the maisa. Afshein ha-misavalem, you had no taiva to do that mitzvah. But through doing the mitzvah, zoicha achakach, lehasig ha-tam. Then you zoicha to be masig the tam, hul his avis lehem. That explains in a Moedic way in Parshas B'Shalach, where Klal Yisrael received a few mitzvahs in Parshas B'Shalach. In which place? In a place called Mara. Very good. In a place called Mara, there they received Shabbos, Dinim, etc. Now, at that point, in that place, why is the place called Mara? Because at that point they had nothing to drink. So what happened? They found a place to drink, but the water was very bitter. So Hashem says, what do? Take a bitter stick, throw it into the bitter water, and then it turns sweet. That's an introduction to Torah.
This was
in Parshas B'Shalach, the end of Parshas B'Shalach. That's in Mara. This was mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael received before Matan Torah. Why did they b'chal have to receive mitzvahs before Matan Torah? Why dafke in Mara? The answer is, this was an introduction to mitzvahs. The mitzvah is Mara. But do it and then it's sweet. Take Moradika water and drink it and you'll see it's sweet. That was the nest, that was the miracle in Mora. That's the introduction to Torah. A person's got to have a Kabbalah's oil, a person's got to have a Mesiris Nefesh. And a person is Bodaka Menusa. That if one day a person gets up and he mamish doesn't have Cheshit to learn, and he says to himself, he goes to the corner, he says, Rabbi Shalom, I've got so much on my mind, but I know that I'm not learning now with a Tam, because I don't feel the Tam, I've got too much on my head. But yet, I'm going to force myself to learn. After a short amount of time of learning, a person persists and he learns mamish per mesiris nefesh. That's what's bechinas mesiris nefesh in his dar b'deireinu. He'll feel a moedik a time. He'll feel a moedik a time in the mitzvahs. And that was Reb Nachman's whole introduction. He felt the whole time when he was young, the Eibishter was pushing him away, and he was feeling taivus olam hazeh, and he wasn't feeling taivus for mitzvahs. And he said to Reb Nachman, I'm not going to leave you alone. I'm going to do them anyways, and you're not going to get rid of me so fast. And this and that. And he cried to the Reb Nachman. And he said, even with all his yetzaharas, he says he doesn't want them. He wants Torah. He wants mitzvahs. That's how he was introduced to all the Mordek Asogas and all the Hafladik Asogas that he was Masik. It all started off with a bitter avoider, and that avoider became the sweetest avoider. That's the Choyk of Paraduma. So it's not just the Choyk of Paraduma, it's the Choyk of what? So it's Choyk HaSatoyer. The Gemara says in Psochim, in the end of Psochim, that an eagle, Yoitza Mimasha, ha eagle writes a linoik, ha para writes a lahonik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is compared to the Bechina of the Parah that he wants to be Meinik, he wants to nurse his child. More than the little calf wants to nurse from its mother, the mother wants to give it to us. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants to give us all the Torah mitzvahs, wants to give us all the Tanugim and everything. But he's giving us such holy, heilige Tanugim that it's impossible for a person while he's in Olam Hazeh to be Masik these Tanugim. A person in Olam Hazeh can be Masik certain Tanugim. That's only as much as he kills off his Olam Hazeh. As much as he kills off his own mazeh, that's how he's going to taste the Mordek HaTanugim. That's the Bechina, that's the Zeus Chukas HaPoro. What the thing's teaching us. Maranaim says a similar vote also at the beginning of Zeus Chukas HaTorah. Maranaim says that in Torah there's two chalokim in Torah. There's a chalok in Torah that's shaykh to Tam. You know, there's four chalokim in Torah, there's four parts of Torah that are connected. The Arba Olmos. There's the letters of Torah, then there's the Tam of Torah, the Tamim, the trop that you lane with. Then there's Nekudot, right? The Nekudas, right? The vowels. And then there's the Tagin, the Sefer Torah, the top. Right? That's Keneged, whatever. The Oisius are Keneged, the Nefesh, Olam Asiyah. Each time is going up the Olmos. So the Maranayan is a Hecher part of Torah, and that is, we come to Tammuz and Av now. The Chodesh Tammuz and Av, there's a famous Medrash in Megillas Eicha, where the Medrash says that there's a chilek in Torah that's not called the Or HaTorah, but it's called the Ma'ar of Torah. What is that chilek in Torah? That chilek in Torah is a chilek, says Maranayim, is shaykh to the chin of Ayin. When a person goes to the Torah with absolute mysterious nefesh, and then he goes to beyond the Tamim of Torah. Beyond the Tamim of Torah, he goes to a certain dvekus and a certain hiskashrus. That's beyond Tam, and it's beyond the Kudus, and it's beyond all these four things. It's called the Ayin of Torah. That Ayin of Torah is what Moshe Rabbeinu told HaKadosh Baruch Hu about after the Chet HaEgel. Ayin Mecheinu. Moshe Rabbeinu elevated Klal Yisrael to a Zahar level of Torah that no Taiva in the world can get anywhere near that Taiva. And then that was the Taiva that he was Moresh to Klal Yisrael, and then that addicted Klal Yisrael to the Torah. Sounds very lofty, but that type has got a name to it. You know what that type is called? That type is called Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh is the chelik of Ayin of Torah. Torah Shebal Peh is the chelik of addiction of Torah. That's the chelik of the Mor of Torah. The emistik of Chochmas HaTorah, that's the beginning of that. And that's really what the Luchas Shnias was all about. The Luchas Rishonis, Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchas. That was Torah Shebiksav. But Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Vim Ayn Mecheinino." Ayn means that Moshe Rabbeinu elevated us to a chiluk of Torah that we shouldn't have got bichlal. Right, and that's how the chet was nishapech to a moridika to elus that we got the bechinas Torah Shebal Peh. And Torah Shebal Peh is always a Torah. We're always when we're on a down, and always we're on a hurry. Where was Torah Shebal Peh nisak in Babel? You know what the Heilige Reb Tzadik says? Where was the Dara Flogger? Where was the Dara Flogger? In Eretz Shinar. What's Eretz Shinar? Babel. Right? Eretz Shinar is Babel. It says, Ritzadik, what made Klal Yisrael, what made those nations think of such a stupid idea? You build a tower, and you're going up to Shemaim, you're going to the fight with the Rebbein Shalayim. It's good for children's books. Right, building a tower and it's getting higher and higher. Here we're dealing with big moichin over here. What was there? What gave them that push to build a tower to go all the way up to Shemayim? Because the Heilige Reb Tzadik, because in Bavel, in Eretz Shinar, that's where the Shoresh of Torah Shebal Peh was. The Shoresh of Torah Shebal Peh is an unbeatable taiva. It's a taiva that is so addictive that you can't get away from it. And they felt the oiris of Torah Sheval Peh. And the oiris of Torah Sheval Peh is a ma'or. It's a ma'or, and it's something that, something that's uncontrollable. And they felt this uncontrollable urge to get to the Rabban Shalom. That's all the Sharashim. That was Dafki and Eretz Shina. That was with the Sharash of Torah Sheval Peh. Torah Sheval Peh always comes when a person's in Talmud Bavli. They were in Golis, and they were being persecuted, and that's where they came out with Talmud Bavli. When they finished off Olam Hazeh, when they were gone in Olam Hazeh, then it came out in Smor Dekor, and that's a different. And that's the Talmud Bavli, that's the Chiluk of Torah Sheval Peh, which is the Lucha Shnis that came as a result of the Chet Egal. And that is what we're coming to in Chodesh Tammuz and Chodesh Av. That's the Ma'ar of Torah. The Ma'ar of Torah. That's the Ma'ar Nam says that comes through the Dargah of Ayin. Sometimes, each and every one of us, right? Sometimes you come to a stage where you're learning Torah and you just feel you just want to get out of this world. You just feel that you want to go to Rabban Shalom. I'm sure all of you have felt it. It's not something that person generally feels every day. But as long as a person's felt it once in his life, which all of you have definitely felt it once in your life, there you touched onto the motor of Torah, and then nobody could take it away. Chazanish and these people who mamish couldn't put a sefer down until they collapsed, right? Until they collapsed, they couldn't put the sefer down. They felt the motor, and that's the suction power that the Dura Flogger had. They used it lera, but it came from a kar of dusha. That's what we're getting to in the months of Tammuz and Av. That's the bechina of Zeus Chukas HaTorah. It's all the same bechina of Zeus Chukas HaTorah. In as much as a person tries to push himself, and that's why everyone talks about Ratzifus and Torah. What's the meaning of Ratzifus and Torah? Ratzifus means it's hard, and you're ripping yourself to pieces on Torah. You know, that your goof one needs a rest, your goof wants to stop, and you push yourself. That's what the Sfasemis is saying over here. That mitzad, you can't be masik the time of Torah adach tikkun aguf. Only after you've been masakin aguf, when your guf is suffering out of your heroic hasmada, then you can start feeling the emes tikkun of Torah. That's the Pashas Chukas of Torah. That's what we have to mechazak ourselves in this week, to try to reach the ma'or of Torah, to try to push aside all that olam hazadikam achshavas. Try to persevere, pushing into Torah, into the Mesiris Nefesh of Zeus Torah Adam Kiyomas Boel, and then we'll find the Moed HaKadam. Tafkin Torah Shebal Peh in Gemara, and the Shakla Vataria, and the difficulties, and moving on, and the stamina, that all brings a person to that's mamish the opposite of the Goyim. The Goyim have instant taiva. A second later, it's all gone. Right? A person who made a lot of money in one go. Right, money in English is the saying: the money that comes fast goes fast. Now, there's a person who made money straight; he got his instant taiva. See, his money, he loses his money very fast as well, because instant taiva hasn't got a kiyum. Torah and mitzvahs is not instant taiva. Don't think that you can jump in and you get instant taiva. If you ask me about why is it the Baalei Tshuva, the Mashal, their initial stages, they're going wild until they calm down. That's also the Ma'ar Shabbat. Because they're coming from that koyach, they're feeling the mor. They came to a choyshech, they came to a chashchus, and suddenly they feel the mor de ka'or. So initially they get connected to the mor shabbat. And it's a very important hanhaga that you guys should know, Metzah Shem, when you start being madrich, when you start giving being madrich, Baalei Tshuva, it's a mor de ka'or. If you get, Baal Tshuva comes to you, and his mom is just becoming, you know, it's just becoming from, and he's meshuga excited about, you know, about, wow, he can go on until tomorrow morning about the godless of the filter fish. Don't calm him down. Don't say, what are you talking about? What are you picking out all these little pieces of Yadut? Come on, there's Gemara, there's this, there's the other. Don't. Because at that point, he's feeding the Ma'ar of Torah. He's feeding the Ma'ar of Yiddishkeit. At that point, he's at a mamish, a very hechera or. Wait till that stops subsiding, and then make him down to earth. And then teach him how you have to find, then you have to find the Ma'ar through Hester, and through Hester, and through Hel. Rabbi Tzadik writes in Sitka Satzadik as well, he says that's why the Eivishter, by a baby before he's born, the Malach teaches him, he gets the Ma'ar of Torah, but then he forgets it, and then he's got to come back in order all on his own to find that Ma'ar of Torah. But if the Malach wouldn't have given him that Ma'ar of Torah in the beginning, then he would have never got to it. That's the Seder of Ishtalshus, that's the Seder Hadvarim. Kadosh Baruch Hu sends a person a biggest Iris, his Iris goes away, but he has to get to that same his Iris again by himself. It's mamish the hepech hepech of the umas oilam. We're prepared for mesiras nefesh, and that's why when a person comes to convert to Judaism, right, what do they have to tell the ger when he comes? Don't bother. Klal Yisrael is a battered nation and a tortured nation, so we have a terrible history and everybody's always against us, and you have to put him off. You have to mamish make Torah mitzvahs as least appetizing as possible. And then a regular guy will say, I'm used to instant tithing. But if the person perseveres and he says, no, I want it, then take him. Why? Why taki is he wanting it? It doesn't make sense that he should want it. Is he an idiot? No, not at all. It must be that he has a hidden, just like the Dara Flog, he has a hidden aura, a hidden push, a hidden suction that's sucking him to Klal Yisrael. Take him and then such a person will get very far. That's how Torah mitzvahs works. Each and every yid has to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. It's hard. You open a Masechta, I'm going to do Daf, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vov, Zayin, Ches, Tes. It's hard, it requires stamina, it requires mysterious nefesh. But there's nothing that can beat the tainug of the accomplishment of the Mordika feeling when a person's finished a Masechta. There's nothing of a tainug of accomplishment when a person's finished a Perek. But it won't come until you've done the whole Perek. Everybody wants to be a Baki B'Shas. People want to get it on their plate. Everyone wants to be a Baki B'Shas in 5 minutes. That's a Goyish way of looking at it. The Yiddish way of looking at it is Zoyz Chukas HaTorah. It's a Paldik Zach.